Magoon Creek Park has a rich and storied history. This area was used by woodland Indians as a summer homestead 800 to 1,000 years ago. The lake, creek, and valley provided, as it still does, abundant fish, game, and edible plants. Wetland cattails, willow, and beach grass provided ample materials for basket weaving. The variety of rock types were a source for spear and axe heads, and the abundant area clay could be formed into vessels. Because these early settlers were wonderful stewards of the lands, lakes, and streams, we are still able to enjoy all the wonderful gifts this park has to offer. William Magoon was born in Vermont in 1832 and arrived in what is now Manistee in 1853. At that time, the only semblance to a settlement was the small colony near the Manistee River outlet into Lake Michigan. With the exception of John Stronach Sr., Mr. Magoon was believed to have been the longest resident of Manistee at the time of his death in 1917. Magoon was involved in the lumber industry and became a prominent businessman in the community. In approximately 1885, Mr. Magoon purchased what was then called Red Apple Farm. He cleared the land of trees and lived there for 18 years until moving back to the city of Manistee. It is assumed that Magoon Creek received its name from Mr. William Magoon. Another early settler family, Martin and Antonia Nowak, lived on part of what is now Magoon Creek Park in the early 1800s. They were immigrants from Poland and eventually expanded their holdings to nearly 80 acres. In the late 1800s, the area that is now Magoon Creek Park was settled by Ludwig Wojciechowski, where he lived with his family of eight. He built his small home on this property in 1898, and it remained here until being removed following his death in 1927. The foundation of the homestead still stands along one of the many trails found in the park. In 1982, Filer Township was fortunate to receive a DNR trust fund grant, enabling them to purchase the 97 acres that now make up Magoon Creek Park and Natural Area. Explore the Shores was created to make Manistee County a premier destination for people of all ages, needs, and abilities to access, enjoy, and learn about the county's bounty of water resources. To learn more about Explore the Shores locations, please visit www.explorethesHores.org. With 276 miles of rivers, 25 miles of Lake Michigan shoreline, 3 Great Lakes harbors, 9 inland lakes, and 73,000 acres of wetlands, Manistee County is truly a place where life meets water. The newly renovated Magoon Creek Park is a prime example of the collaboration that Explore the Shores strives to facilitate. The improved and paved parking area, the universally accessible picnic pavilion and grill, as well as the universally accessible overlook were funded through combined efforts of the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, Filer Township, and a number of individual donors. Quality of life is important to everyone, but for those who are physically limited, often the elements that improve quality of life, such as a sunset over Lake Michigan, or just sitting and enjoying the cool breezes while reading a book, are not always available. With this Explore the Shores project, that 20% of the total population of the United States and the 37% of people over the age of 65 who are classified as disabled will now be able to enjoy the things that so many take for granted in our great outdoors. Filer Township has made universal accessibility a priority so that all people may enjoy all that Magoon Creek Park has to offer. Magoon Creek Park is a popular destination for many, offering a wide variety of activities throughout the year. In the spring, a number of local school groups use the park for educational programs. There is not a more beautiful and enjoyable classroom anywhere. The park contains approximately 1.5 miles of trails that are not only enjoyed by hikers and their dogs in the spring, summer, and fall, but are also utilized by park enthusiasts on snowshoes or cross-country skis in the winter months. While enjoying the trails through the park, one is likely to observe a wide variety of wildlife, such as deer, fox, squirrels, and a vast variety of birds. During the fall months, both small game and deer hunters make use of the park pursuing their hobby. While the gates to the park are locked for the season after November 14th, those hiking trails and making use of the park need to be aware that there are a few gun hunters in the area. It is wise to wear some hunter orange at that time of the year. Just observing the beauty of Lake Michigan and all the marvelous sunsets is a major draw of the park. It should be noted that the park gates are locked shortly after sunset and that no ground fires or camping is allowed in the park. The 2,300 feet of lakeshore is an attraction for those looking for beach glass and beach stones or just enjoying a leisurely stroll along the lakeshore. The picnic area and pavilion have also served as the site for summer weddings, reunions, and other family gatherings. Filer Township has invested in and is committed to the preservation of this pristine and beautiful piece of property for future generations to use and enjoy. The Invasive Species Network of Northwest Michigan has assisted the township in a number of work sessions to control invasive species, such as Japanese barberry, autumn olive, garlic mustard, and others, as well as doing a number of plantings of desirable species of fauna. The Charter Township of Filer will continue to work hard to control invasive species in the park and perpetuate desirable species for the benefit of wildlife and the enjoyment of all.